Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dirt and Sprague.
Only the second Dallas penalty of the game. Backs him up 5. Prescott able to step into it. It's got Pickens. Good move. Nice cut back and a touchdown.
Andy Dirt Johnson. Brandon Sprague.
Double screen for Shellstad up top. Shellstad to Biddle now. Pryor. Pryor. Bounce pass to Biddle. Wide open on the pick and roll. He dunks it. Ducks up by 13.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right. 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1, The Fan. And what we like to refer to as the Fan Sports Network. Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
What is happening?
How you doing?
Lamar's all jacked up for an 8 p.m. tip tonight. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, he is.
I'm not going to lie to you. I am a little excited. To hear Round Ball rock in a Blazer game.
Same.
This will be our fun. first one.
Lamar and Kevin are off, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Touche.
Yeah.
So he's excited for a night off. He doesn't have
to
work tonight.
So maybe he can sit there in the stands and
enjoy the game.
I know Lamar probably not one to enjoy a cold one, but.
Oh, Lamar doesn't drink?
I don't. Think so? I'm not 100%
positive. Why do you
positive.
Think that? Do you know him?
Seems like a healthy guy. Maybe that's it. Seems like he's in shape.
Yeah.
In shape, people don't drink alcohol?
No,
they don't. I thought I had heard before that he does not partake. But
really?
I could be totally wrong.
Oh. To send him a text message and find out the answer to it. Somebody deliver Lamar Hurd a beer tonight. If he's not calling the game and he wants to drink a beer.
I bet you he's going to be, because they can still sit in their usual spots.
Right,
you know,
down
broadcast.
Yeah, hang out down there.
I remember watching back in the day, like when we had those TNT games, you'd see like Barrett or Rice sitting there when they weren't calling games.
Why would you not? I got a courtside seat to a game as a fan.
The NBA,
I don't have to work.
NBC guys are on the opposite side of the court.
This is glorious. I just get to go hang out courtside, watch a basketball game tonight.
Now, I will reach out and ask if he consumes alcohol.
I believe I heard that from somebody that would know at one point.
Really? Sources are telling you.
You got sauces to Lamar Hurd?
Sources are telling you. Not a drinker. Lamar Hurd.
Look at you. You've been in this market a long time. You got sauces to the broadcasters, huh?
He's connected at the hip, man.
Could be a total Oracle moment.
Oh, okay.
He knows people. Don't worry about it.
Pretty sure I recall that.
Be funny if he was like, I'm drunk right now.
What are you talking about, dude? I tied one off last night. I got a Tuesday off. I was hammered last night. I was out of the bar until 2 a.m.
I DM'd him on Instagram, Lamar.
Oh, did you?
Well, I didn't DM him. I guess I responded. He, kind of. I responded to something he posted. He took a photo with
old Mike Riley. Riley was at the Maverick game.
Oh, there you go.
Because Mike Riley has a house in San Antonio. He's the hills in San Antonio.
So he's hanging out down there.
So he went to he drove over to Dallas and I guess went to the game, or he's there for committee purposes.
Oh, is he down there? Huh? That's probably where they meet.
They
right?
got another opening on the thing.
All right.
What do you mean?
On the committee. They still have another opening.
Is he on the playoff committee? I was talking about the Oregon State search committee.
I don't think that he's on that committee.
And there's a lot of committees.
Speaking of that committee, they already filled that role. I believe
they filled one of the roles. Yeah. There's another person that had to step down that was not the chairman, stepped down for whatever reasons. I have no idea. But yeah, they had another opening that they could fill. They don't have to.
I don't believe he's on the playoff committee anymore.
I think it's like a cycle out of 2 years.
He cycled out of that. Yeah. I just didn't know if they were looking to fill that other
one. They're going high school powerhouse. Ooh. Joey McGuire, coach from Texas, come up Corvallis, Oregon.
That's where they're going to go. We do have a latest hot board. There was a hot board put out yesterday on your school.
Oh, did you read it?
There's a top three hot board out there.
Oh, I love a good hot board.
I got a top three hot board for you today.
I will tell you guys, I do. I genuinely
do love a hot board. Who doesn't love a good hot board, man?
Oh, it's so good.
This time of year is fun. Who cares about what's going to happen on the field? You guys don't even play this weekend. This is the only thing that matters. Who are you going to hire as head coach? Who cares about the Tulsa game?
The only thing that matters.
Andrew, when they went to 0-5, I stopped caring about anything on the field.
All that matters is who the next head coach is, and I got hot board list, baby.
Okay. Are you going to give it to me today?
I'll give it to you today.
Oh,
it's in my notes.
I love
it. I'll fire it over your way. We'll see. We'll get your reaction.
Do you think that job, would that job lend you to drink more or less being a Lamar Hurd in your life?
Less, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
Because of the nature of it? Because your hours are funky.
Your hours are definitely funky.
Can't wake up super early.
No. I guess it would depend on, are you a plain drinker? Because if you're a plain drinker, then I could see it leading to more boozing. But if he doesn't enjoy boozing on an airplane, then it's just like you're playing games every other day. You are out of the arena, but then you're getting back to the hotel, and then you're traveling. You're constantly on the move. The best opportunity would probably be sitting on the plane and having a couple of cocktails in between cities.
I think... Now, I haven't drank in a long time. I think my power ranking, I don't know how to sort this out, but the on-flight whiskey with Coke.
It's a good one.
It's definitely in a conversation for me of most enjoyable booze. I'm terribly anxious when it comes to flying.
Sure, takes a little bit of the edge off.
But once we get up to our elevation,
ease the tension, baby. I
feel
the tension.
So much better than I did at takeoff. And then once you have like that one drink, you do start to kind of just sink into the chair.
Feels good. It feels good.
It does.
You give the flight attendant the hey, why don't we go ahead and why don't we do this one again?
Why
don't you make your way back here again in about 15 minutes, and then every 15 minutes after that until I pass the you know what out.
Dare I say I think I enjoy the on flight booze more than the pre flight booze at the airport.
Ooh,
personally.
Okay, that's a bit of a hot take, but I enjoy both of them. Depends on the vacation you're taking or where you're flying to.
Let's say you're going to Hawaii.
If I'm going to Hawaii, probably the on-flight booze I'm enjoying more.
Mm.
Now, if I'm going to Vegas or doing a trip like that, like if it's a boys' trip.
So you want to get...
Then they coincide. Then they go together. Then it starts at the bar before you get on the plane, and then it continues onto the plane and then follows up after you get off the plane.
Yeah, when you and I went to Vegas, I got hammered at the airport before we
had left. We had a wonderful time. Our flight was slightly delayed, and we took full advantage of our flight being delayed.
Yeah.
But I think your point on, like, if I'm going on a family vacation and we're flying somewhere, that's when the in-flight, like, all right, finally got everything on the plane.
Mm.
Vacation has officially started.
Yes.
We're en route to our destination.
Right.
Go ahead and load me up with a
there
Coke.
You go.
Also, in the rare sense of like, this is going to eventually go down, I will not die sober.
No.
I will go Leo DiCaprio, grab my guy. Hey, I'm not going to die
Who's
sober.
Who's got the Quaaludes, man? Who brought the Quaaludes in their backpack? Let's have a little bit of fun.
Where's the Jamesons and ginger ale?
I don't know what the protocol is. I'd be curious to ask him now. Like, what's the protocol on a team plane?
I'd imagine they have a similar drink situation, do they not?
I would think so, but I don't know the answer. I've never been on a team plane before. Do they have like a stewardess that goes up and down the aisle serving drinks to the players and every employee?
So I've seen them load on the plane because they show the Instagram where everybody pulls up to the airport and they do their deuces with their bags.
Hey,
and
we're heading to Dallas. Yeah.
There's certainly food and...
That I know,
Nutritional
stuff I get, but is there a bottle of whiskey on the back of it?
I'm guessing it probably varies... team to team.
So like, is this a standard plane they're on? I know it's a big plane, but is it a standard inside, or do they custom the inside so these
I think some of those. There was one of the.
The tough ride for young Hansen if it's a normal flight.
That's what
no,
I'm saying.
Because I remember there was a story at one time. I can't remember which domestic airline it was that had planes that they had retrofitted for the custom.
The
and they were moving them around basically for NBA and MLB teams and that sort of thing.
Okay.
But they were cutting back on those planes, and so there might be a shortage or something. But yeah, I think they obviously took stuff out, made basically first-class chairs for everywhere with plenty of leg room for big, giant athletes.
How much does one of those international double-decker planes cost? Could you imagine being so rich, you buy one of those for your team, and
that's
you got
the
like
way to
beds
go.
Basically for
that's
everybody?
That's the way to go.
That's the way to do it.
That's like the new status symbol that I aspire to get to
those
at some
planes
point.
Those planes are near $1 billion, though, I think.
They are so
the
expensive.
Owners are worth billions
of dollars. No, I understand that.
Jody's not buying that plane. Come on, maybe Tom? Not. Tom, maybe. I don't know if he's got that kind of money laying around. But that's like the status symbol that I aspire to now of taking an international flight on one of the seats that you can lay down on. Mm. Like when you see those online and people are just taking a nap and you got your little cubby and the thing really lays out. If you could get to that point in life, you're doing pretty
solid.
See
how much those cost when we go to Italy.
Yeah, you're going to Italy. Have you booked your flights yet?
No, we've got an appointment with the travel agent here early in December.
Get the lay down bed. You're making that pilot money. You got that cash laying around. Get yourself a lay down bed.
If it was a difference of like $700 total, would you do it?
Yeah, probably.
Round trip or one way?
Let's call it round trip.
Definitely.
Then you got to contemplate.
It's a $700 additional
upgrade
for
amount.
All the flights for everybody included.
Well, for him.
For him, yeah.
Well, per person.
We would certainly look at it.
You got to contemplate it.
You got to think about what your threshold on that is, and then also like...
Well, they just...
Who cares if you spend the extra money? You're going to die anyway.
Right, you might as well blow it now.
Right.
What am I going to take this with me when I go?
And then you get a bed experience internationally.
I might see if I can use
the
point, like buy the plane ticket and then use the points to upgrade.
Ah, okay.
What if they don't allow it?
Then we would seriously consider forking that over at that point.
I went to Europe when I was a kid. I don't remember a lot about the trip. I think I was in third grade. We went to Europe for 2 weeks in the summer. That's the only time I've ever been. But one of the things that I remember most about the trip is how miserable the flight experience was. Because it's a middle of the night flight. I'm not good at sleeping on airplanes.
I can't either.
So you're in the sit up position, and so you can't really fall asleep that way. And I was tiny then, so it wasn't like it was a no leg room situation. Not that it affects me now either way.
I was going
to
say.
But I remember trying at one point to lay down on the floor and fall asleep because we had the whole row as a family. Yeah. And I'm like, maybe this will work. And then you roll over and there's a bar in your back. And I just remember being a bit of a zombie when we got there. The flight experience was not great. So if you give me the idea of $700 for.
Yeah,
a lay down, like I'm just laying down, and I got my own cubby.
You got your own cubby, you got your own
in
TV.
My own privacy, I'm watching what I want, I fall asleep, like that.
Well, I could definitely, because they just started direct flights from Seattle to Rome on Alaska this spring.
Oh, that's glorious.
God.
How long is that flight?
I want to say 9.5, 10 hours.
Okay, all right.
Somewhere
yeah,
in that
when I did the
park.
Seattle, South Korea flight, it's about 13 hours.
Long one.
I also cannot sleep on planes. That was a long day, too. I was surprised I couldn't fall asleep.
Sure, you figure at some point the fatigue sets in, you just pass out.
Yeah, that's what I expected. It didn't happen.
But they tell you...
You're kind of on edge. There's a lot going on.
I think it leaves at dinner time from Seattle, and then you get in the morning to Rome.
And you got
to
play it out the whole day.
And
you can't go to sleep.
That day, you've got to keep it going.
You got
to
go.
Because if you try to take a
you're
full
screwed.
Sleep
yes.
in the middle of the day, you've wrecked your whole thing.
Because then your sleep cycle is off for the entirety of the trip. You got
to
power through.
If you make it to, 7, 8 p.m. and you want to crash early, go ahead. But you got to power through the day when you get there.
Probably didn't also help that I had a farting Korean man next to me the entire flight.
That'll do it to you,
Yeah, that wasn't great.
A nice little smell.
Nice little
Somebody
business
needed to
outfit.
Lay off the kimchi there is what you're saying.
He's like a 50 to 60-year-old business guy, Korean.
Just letting him fly, man.
Dude, he took his socks and shoes
off. I'm on this flight for 13 hours. What do you want from me
my
here,
dogs
man?
Dogs are barking.
I'm not holding these farts in for 13 hours. I'm letting these fly.
Yeah.
We're in a cesspool right now. Let them go.
It wasn't as miserable, though, as I would have thought.
Sure.
It's nice to have literally every possible TV show and movie available on the television.
You get your downloads down, you're ready to go.
Yeah. But I did eventually get up and like walk up and down the aisle.
Stretch out the legs a little
bit. Just to move a little bit. Yeah. And I realized I almost had a panic attack because I'm like, we're just in a tube and we're 35,000 feet in the air for 13 hours. Yeah. This is weird.
Middle of the ocean right now. Oh, we're in the middle Lord. Of nowhere. If this yeah. thing goes down, we're done.
They're not going to find us.
No, you're never finding that. What happened to Sprague? I don't know. He's in the Atlantic.
We're the new Malaysian flight,
you
dude.
Absolutely are,
there's
man.
Bits and pieces of us everywhere.
Just scattered it in the winds.
I'll text Lamar and see yeah. if he drinks.
In a roundabout way, let's find out if Lamar's
see
a boozer.
If either my memory or my sources are what they are.
I'm fascinated to know off the air who your source is on this.
It should be pretty obvious. Huh?
Travis Demers.
Tonight, the Blazers. Do we get a Marv Albert intro or do a Bob Costas intro? Are they doing that for every game?
Dude, can they AI Bill Walton?
Yes.
Once upon a time.
Throw down tonight's big man, Donovan Clingan. He is a volcano in the paint.
I hope we get something.
Give me a little tease, a little taste, a little something.
Yeah. The Suns, the Blazers, a 90s throwback.
Yeah, Buck Williams, Tom Chambers.
All right, well, we got a lot to get to today. It's a Factoid Tuesday.
It is.
Yes.
It's also a Mail Sack Tuesday.
That too.
So it's a busy show. We've got Ryan Abraham's going to join us at 8:15 for the Daily Ticker.
We'll he covers inside Troy.
You, well, what?
We'll venture inside Troy.
Phrasing, dude. Phrasing.
Pause. You need pause. There's a dash there. You're not, you know.
Yeah, he covers
comma.
The Trojans.
Yeah.
We're not going to venture inside a guy named
I don't know
Troy.
Who this Troy guy is, but I don't want to go inside of him.
No,
all right.
I wouldn't want to either.
I'll pass on that.
But it's a busy show today. We get it going next. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1, The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
All right, welcome back in. We're trying to post to social media. The Twitter machine is broken, I think. So Elon's a trillionaire now, but, you know, his social media company sucks.
Figure out your site, you bastard. People texting in, by the way, the difference in price, a little bit more than $700.
No,
an upgrade.
I was just throwing a number out.
Yeah, I totally get it. It's a fair number. Somebody said, I've been to Italy. You're talking about $8,000 for the lay down seats. I don't know if that's per ticket or for a family.
That's per ticket.
I'd imagine ticket. And we have a listener in Portugal right now.
How about that?
Nice. Chiming in live from Portugal.
Thank you very much.
Saying it's about 3 to 4 times more to get that first class for international flights.
Right now, it's 2:20 p.m. Portugal time.
Hey, I bet it's wonderful. I bet it's 75 degrees, sunny.
Portugal's on the list.
Portugal's high up there. Portugal, a place I'd love to go visit.
And then there's a group of islands that from Portugal goes out west into the Atlantic that's called the Azores that are supposedly the Europe's version of the Hawaiian Islands.
Ooh.
So they're volcanic islands way out there.
Yeah.
I've heard it's absolutely, if you want to go kind of like, not necessarily Honolulu, but more like going to like Maui or Kauai.
Sure, love Maui.
So
I just talked to Sukanik about that. We had a Winterhawk picture day or something. And I talked to him because I had just seen him after the trip. And he
was in Portugal for a week.
He swore by it.
Yeah, said it was a great
spot.
Yeah,
I've heard Portugal's pretty laid back, relatively affordable compared to other places in Europe to go. Pretty, American friendly.
Like, would the $8,000, okay, this is kind of a personal question, and it's just us. Nobody's listening.
It's early.
Would the $8,000, like, make or break your entire life? Or would it just be something you're like, well, I'm going to have to recover from that a little bit by bit?
It would take a while to recover.
Dig out of that hole.
Yeah, it would.
I just wanted to know, I don't know your expenses, but if it is $8,000 to be able to sleep, have your own little like room on a plane.
The start of your trip is off to a phenomenal beginning if you're sleeping on that plane.
Oh my God.
You're showing up well rested and ready to go attack the city.
I borderline almost booked a trip to Italy yesterday and this morning.
Ooh, impromptu Italy trip? Why not?
You need some pasta? What do we do?
No, I mean,
for a cappuccino?
I've wanted to visit Italy and Europe for a very long time. Most of my family keeps trying to drive us back to an Asian country, and I'm over here like,
can we go the other way?
Fighting like, can we try Europe?
Let's do Europe, dude.
Europe, come on. And I'll probably lose this battle, and that's okay. But there is a coaching thing that's happening in Italy that I really want to go to. If you want to know where my life is right now,
clinic, or what are we talking about?
Yeah,
you want to go to Italy for a coaching clinic? They don't have any of those in like Beaverton. A little bit more affordable.
They're not as exciting to go to Beaverton there.
That's what I was gonna say.
It's a beachside camp
that
brings in players from all over the world and coaches.
That sounds delightful.
There you go.
And it's like a 6-day excursion.
Let's go.
It was like $1,300 total.
Hey, that's not
with
bad.
With meals included.
That's a pretty good trip. Right
and
there.
Airport to and from service.
So you just got to buy your airfare.
Yeah.
It's only $8,000. You can lay down.
There you go.
Now, dig out of that hole, Sprague.
Take me a little longer than it take him to recover from that $8,000.
I don't know about that.
Dude, I was reading a story yesterday about a guy. I think it was in the late 80s. There was an airline that sold, at the time, they thought it was a good idea to get frequent customers, and they were selling lifetime first class vouchers. And it was like $250,000.
Yep.
And if you bought it, you could go anywhere you want at any time first class.
You just have to give the airport a heads
up. This one guy bought it in the late 80s for $250,000.
Is he still going on it?
No, they canceled it because he cost them like $28 million. He would just jump on a flight first class to go have lunch in another city.
Well, why would you not?
Right, because you can fly wherever you want. And it came with, I think it was another $150,000 for a companion fare. So he bought them both. So he had two tickets wherever he wanted to go, whenever he wanted to go first class.
So he spent $400,000 to have any time first class service.
And they finally canceled it.
How old was he when he bought it?
He looked like, I didn't know, they didn't list that. that, but he looked, there was a picture of him flying.
Mid-30s, early 40s, something
like
that?
Yeah, kind of mid-40s, maybe. Like, so he was established enough to go.
I got 40 or 50 years of this if my health holds up.
I think
up.
They finally canceled it in 2008, and he filed a lawsuit because they alleged that he was, you know, giving away tickets, or sometimes he wasn't on the flight. They tried to find a loophole to get out of it because he legitimately, over 20 years, cost them $20 million in flights.
So this one says 510K in 1990.
Okay.
Is how much he spent total. Total for the first two. Class.
Maybe some taxes and fees on there on
was
top
it
of
a,
it.
Was it like a standard airline or was it some like startup or one of the...
No, I think it was one... It was like American Airlines. It was one of the big dogs that did it. And it was their business idea in the 80s of like, let's get lifetime customers. And then, boy, oh boy, did this guy take advantage of that. Wow.
I tell you guys, but my laptop just froze for the 19th time in the last like 7 hours. Sorry about that. That's my bad, evidently.
You got that going for you this morning. Sorry. That's wonderful. But what a great deal. And if you buy something like that, you got to take advantage of it. And he clearly did.
Well, okay, so
that's like the dream. But you imagine just being like, hey, what are you doing this afternoon? I'm going to jump on a first-class plane ticket to...
That would be, for us, anything on the West Coast is a night out.
Yes. You fly to L.A., let's go to Vegas tonight. First class, here we go. We'll be back in the morning. All right, see you later.
All right, he bought, he's called the 24 Million Mile Man.
Yeah.
Back in 1990, he bought a lifetime pass on United for him and a companion.
That's what it was.
$510,000. It allowed him to fly first class anywhere, anytime. He also gets rewards points for the miles.
Dude, he milked the hell out of this thing.
Oh, my God, you mean miles you
exactly, for all those free flights?
He said 1 week he cashed in enough miles to get $50,000 gift cards in Walmart.
Wow.
He made enough money in points that he remodeled his brother's house and he funded a children's cancer charity.
Dude, this guy was living the dream.
He said, I more than got my money's worth. I would say I won this. Yeah. He said he hadn't owned a car in decades because he just kept using points for rental cars.
Why? Yes, why would you? It's a brilliant move.
Wow. He said for the first time, so this interview is a little old, but he said for the first time in February, in 45 years, he slept at a home for a full calendar month.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Okay. I don't think he lost this.
See, the one that I read said that they finally tried to, they found some sort of loophole, and then he filed a lawsuit. That's what
I think
the one
he
I
won.
Read. He might have ended up winning. Yeah.
Because this was done in August. This story was in L.A. It August was done in
well, there might have been multiple
May
of these, too. Because if they sold, it wasn't just sold to one person. Like, this was a business plan of theirs around that time. So I don't know how many people ended up buying them.
Man.
Like, that's just, of
but
all the things.
You have to have a life where you can
just. You have the freedom to be able to
like
get up and go.
If you have, you know, school-age kids or you have something else or your job requires you to be there or whatever, so.
Dude, he said, quote, basically, I'd take my brother and say, hey, let's go to Dallas and buy cowboy boots. He said they'd be on a flight.
Just jump on first class. All right, there's some boots. And then fly home later in the afternoon. Let's grab some lunch, get a cocktail, then fly home.
He said he did that trip with his brother. He said the very next week he told his wife, hey, let's go to Paris for the weekend. It's free.
I'd go to Europe twice a month.
And
if
then you
could
have
do this.
Points or whatever with hotel.
Cash in the points for hotel.
You never
hotel.
Have to pay for anything.
No.
This guy's living the dream.
All he paid for was, he said all he paid for was food.
Yeah, just got to buy the meals once
he
you're there.
He flew to Paris for free with his wife and got free hotel stay. And all he paid for was food.
And you're going big on those meals, too, because if that's the only thing on that's your trip that's costing any money, you're eating out at five-star restaurants every night.
Steak au poivre. And
it's also a great story because of all the like companies or industries that you could stick it to, the airlines
are
near the top
of the
list.
Yeah, if you can get over on the airline industry.
Just absolute scum of the earth.
Which, by the way, reminds me, did you see that the federal government just backtracked on the airlines paying?
Yes, if they cancel your flight and cause you an inconvenience, they no longer have to refund your trip.
Can you explain to me why that's pro the average American worker?
I got no answers for you there, Bob.
That seems really
that doesn't seem like it would benefit me very much.
Preventing the government to have to bail out the airline industries in a bankruptcy because they just cost them however much money because they had to cancel all these flights. Because
is that
there
how
weren't...
we're twisting it to say it's pro us?
Dude, I am so glad I don't have to fly anywhere for the holidays. Like, thank Jesus, that is not something that's on my to-do list.
I kind of want to go to, like, Hawaii for Christmas.
I mean, that sounds delightful, but just the current situation, I know the government is now reopened again, but the idea
it's going to take a little bit. I'm hoping by March, not good, when I need to start flying again, it'll be all worked out.
My in-laws just went to Vietnam for 2 months. Uh-huh. They were really nervous about leaving.
Yeah, I'd say so.
They didn't know how long it was going to take. They, you know, they're kind of nervous about the flight.
You're going to Vietnam, too. Like, what if a flight gets canceled? It's not like that's what they were nervous about. Normal routine trip where it's just easy to get home. You're not just in Seattle flying back.
Yeah, you know me, man. You know my fears of flying. I'll tell you right now, if I had this, I would absolutely, I just get over it.
You would have to get over it, man. You would, I mean, how many first class flights would you take a month?
Up in first class. Yes. You're enjoying that in-flight cocktail.
If there was a season where there's no sports for my kids, hand to God, I would contemplate flying somewhere every weekend.
Yeah.
If you're accumulating points this way.
In the summer especially, like kids are out of school, there's not a lot going on. You just go somewhere every weekend.
Just hopping, yeah. Okay, where do we, okay, let's go to.
Let's go to San Diego this weekend. All right, see you later.
Just needed FU money. That's all I needed in
my
life.
Fly back, that's all you need, man.
All right, well, did you watch Monday Night Football? I didn't watch a second.
I watched a little bit of it in the first half.
It was on in the background where I was.
I refused to watch the Raiders. I watched Bucks Cavs until Giannis got hurt.
Okay.
The court was kind of ugly, the land court they did. But I watched that game. I didn't watch the football. The Raiders are terrible.
I'll give you some breaking news. You missed nothing.
Yeah, I checked the scores. So I saw what was happening.
It was 24-6, and I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Raiders aren't scoring 18
Raiders
minutes.
Raiders can't score.
No, this game's over.
They need to move up their flex windows to now. We know who's bad and who's good and who's okay. Yeah. The Raiders should not have been on television last night.
No.
Next Monday night, we get Panthers 49ers. That is the above 500 Carolina Panthers.
You know I'm going to watch that game.
Oh, of course.
I don't blame anybody for not watching that game.
That has more of a curiosity factor than Dallas. Right?
I mean, the Panthers are better than the Raiders, but I don't know if that's the bar that you're looking to cross over.
I want to ask you guys a question. We'll go into Factoid Tuesday with this, okay? I want to ask you this. Really think about it, all right? Who are the top five quarterbacks in the NFL right now that are starters? Mm. Don't give me backups.
Mm.
Current starters in the NFL. Top five quarterback you hate to watch your team lose to in the National Football League. It kind of kills you to watch you lose to this quarterback. I want you to assemble your top five.
Okay.
We'll come back with Factoid Tuesday, but we'll start with that. So we'll get to that. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Hope your Tuesday's going all right. We have NFL Factoid Tuesday we're going to get to here. Just did the poll question. It's finally working on the Twitter machine. What is the better drink? The pre-flight cocktail or beer, or the in-flight cocktail or beer? You can vote at Durden's Break. All right, so I asked the question before the break, and I hope you guys thought about it. Who are your top five starting NFL quarterbacks that you hate when your team loses to them? Or would hate
if your team lost to them. So I went down the road of guys who I have opinions on. Like, it doesn't hurt me if a team that I root for loses. You want to see your team beat like a Patrick Mahomes or a Josh Allen, but there's an understanding there of how good they are.
Uh-huh.
So I went down the rabbit hole of quarterbacks that I don't think are very good, who I have said things about on the show, and how much it would hurt to lose. So number one on my list is nine. It has to be right now.
Let's see the crossover effect here, because I actually took the same approach. I hate the Cowboys with every fiber of my being.
Yeah.
And I hate to like watch them lose to the Cowboys, but I can acknowledge if Dak has a good game, they can beat the Niners.
Yeah, they can throw it around a little bit.
It doesn't make me happy, but yeah, I went with quarterbacks I don't think are very good.
Like, not good quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Nine is number one on my list. Okay. Has to be number one on the list. Jalen Hurts is number two on my list.
They're good. That's a good team.
I know they're a good team, but
Okay.
We'll get to them today because they're in the news. We'll talk about them.
All right.
And then you go for Caleb Williams is on my list. Not that I hate Caleb Williams,
really?
But just I don't want to see my team lose to Caleb Williams. He paints his fingernails. Outside of that, then I have a hard time. I'm going to go 2 of 4. God, the last one is tough. The last one is really tough. I'm going to give you Jordan Love. Jordan Love 5. And I know that Jordan Love's good, so he doesn't quite fit that category. But I'm slightly opposed to Jordan Love based on the mantle that he was put on after 1 year in the NFL.
Okay.
And so those are my top five.
All right, Swag, who's your top five?
I think right now, just because I can't imagine It's like, okay, you've won enough. You need to go away. Aaron Rodgers.
Oh. Yeah. I like that's a good one.
Okay. Can you just retire and be...
Stop beating me. Yeah. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
We still don't know who his wife is, by the way.
Yeah. I bet she's helping him ice his wrist right now.
Has to be at home.
Jalen Hurts is number two.
Wow. We got two Jalen Hurts?
Yeah. Just because...
You don't think he's very good, do you?
He's not.
It's just one of those frustrating things. Like,
ask people in Philly right now.
Oh,
yeah.
Can't wait to get to that today.
I got to say, I think if Bo Nix beat me right now, that would be super frustrating.
He almost beat you a couple weeks ago.
Because
he'll get another chance against the Chargers.
Yeah, because he'll look, you know,
inept
for three quarters, yeah. Like, hey, we got these guys. And all of a sudden, it's like, how? Yeah, where did that come from?
Yeah.
So get that. Tua, yes, definitely four. You should be, yeah. And then probably Bryce Young would be five.
Okay. So we're going to have a little bit of a crossover here. Venn diagram, if you will. I'm not going to rank them. I'll just give you five. Bryce Young is absolutely on this list. If my team loses to the Panthers at home on Monday Night Football, I don't know if I'll be in Tuesday. I'll be honest with you guys. I'll be devastated.
You've had some takes on Bryce Young.
He's not good.
498 yards and a dub.
Not
above 500.
Good. Yeah. Go look at his stat line when they won a couple weeks ago. He threw like 110 yards.
Those are the playoff Panthers, okay? Accurately describe them. Thank you.
Kyler Murray.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Because he's beaten my team, and it just pisses me off because I watch him play other teams, and they contain him.
Yeah.
He just everywhere on my defense. Geno Smith is on this list. He's not good. I thought this at the Seahawks, and then they randomly came back and beat us last year, and it pissed me off.
He ran that touchdown in at the end of the game.
Oh, it drove me crazy. J.J. McCarthy has to be on this list for everybody. I'm sorry. I don't care about the sample size. If he goes out and drops 290 yards and three touchdowns on your team with no picks, you're pissed.
You're questioning everything.
Everything.
Are we that bad? Is our defense terrible?
So what would that be? That's four?
That's four. You need one more.
So this is tough because I want to say a quarterback, but I do want to throw out just on the outside looking in is Cleveland and the Jets, whoever they're starting
whoever
quarterback.
Whoever it happens to be. Joe Flacco, Justin Fields, Tyrod Taylor.
P.J. Walker beat the Niners like 3 years ago in Cleveland, and I still don't understand how that happened. But my number five is going to be Trevor Lawrence,
yeah.
And he beat my team this year, and I'm telling you, I watched him. He wasn't good, and I just was like, why? Why is he not throwing more interceptions to us?
Why can't we beat this guy? What's happening?
Those are my top five quarterbacks I hate to see my team lose to.
Everybody's got a list of guys that they hate, and you never want to see him beat your team.
I think there's going to be two approaches to it. There's either the method we're going with of it's kind of fueled by hate / opinion of they're not good.
Sure.
Or straight hate rivalry based, Allen, Mahomes, you name it.
Some of it would depend on what division you're into. Like if you're an AFC West fan, like a diehard fan week in and week out, I guarantee you Mahomes would be atop that list. Because he's beaten your team how many times over the last 10 years? The same with Brady when he was in New England. Like, now, God, how many times do you need to beat my team?
If he was back starting, Russell Wilson would be at the top of the list.
Yes, Russell Wilson would be near the top of the list for sure.
I know. I almost put Fields on it, but he got benched twice now.
No longer a starting quarterback. No
Tyrod, longer starting. Tyrod back under center.
Yeah, well, still the Jets. If the Jets beat me, I'm pissed. Bad day. All right, let's get to our NFL factoids here on a Tuesday. We'll do it next on 105.1 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get to some interesting Jalen Hurts stuff today. We got college football to talk about. Ryan Abraham's going to hop on. Covers USC football. We'll talk with him for the ticker at 8:15. It's a Mail Sack Tuesday, so get the Mail Sack questions in at the fan text line 503-864-6326. We get to that at 9:15 today.
We talk some Civil War hoops today. Huh? We're going to get to that bad boy.
Oregon State hasn't beaten Oregon basketball since 2020.
It's been that long since they've won.
9 in a row.
That was one of the worst officiated games I've ever seen in my entire life.
I watched some of that game, too. I should have thrown that into the...
God. There was a... I'm not kidding you. In the last 10 minutes of that half, I felt like every possession down the floor, they called a foul on both teams.
I put the game on. First half was kind of winding down. My wife just looks up and goes, whoa! How old is that guy?
Oh, Biddle. Yeah. He'll do it to you. The bald spot on the back of the head.
I was like, he's been in college a long time. She's like, what, fifth year senior?
College basketball legend, man.
I was like, might be 6 years.
Nice to have Shellstab back. Finally have some offense.
He looks good, man.
He looks great.
You know what? Shout out. That. They lost. Josiah Lake's having a nice season for
himself. He's having a really having good a year,
dude. Nice little season for himself. Let's get to NFL Factoid Tuesday. Kind of delayed it with our quarterback conversation. That's okay. How about this one? 5 teams recorded a game-winning score on the final play on Sunday. That is tied with November 12, 2023 and September 30, 2018 for the most on a single day in NFL history.
How about that? It felt like one of those kind of days where it's like, man, all these games are coming out on the wire.
Walk-off field goals, man.
A lot of fun when you get those.
Bo Nix led his 5th game-winning drive of the season, and it tied him with Caleb Williams for the most in the NFL. It's the 8th game-winning drive of his career, which ties him with Bryce Young for the most in the NFL the last 2 seasons.
That is one of the weirdest stats I've ever heard in NFL Factoid Tuesday. I don't really know how to process it, nor do I know how to respond to it. I'm going to go ahead and plead the 5th on that one.
I saw that and I went, what? Am I supposed to think this is good?
Yeah, but it's good.
Caleb is it, and Bryce Young is meh. Yeah. So, like, how am I supposed to feel on this?
There's another one floating around. I think through the first year and a half of his career, he has had more comeback drives than any other quarterback in the first year and a half for their careers. Because Young's doesn't, you know, he's been in the league a little bit longer than that.
Yeah.
So it doesn't quite translate, but he's doing it. I mean, for whatever our opinions are of those guys,
sure,
they are making throws and making drives and putting it together when they need to.
I'm glad you said that because I forgot to add to this. There's a caveat with this. Here's context.
Yeah, what's the context?
On the game-winning drive for the Bears, Caleb Williams completed zero passes, so it technically still counts for him as a
Yeah, they returned the kickoff. Drive. They were essentially in field goal range after the kickoff return.
And they
just ran it three times and then kicked the field goal.
But that kind of gives you some, like, that stat is a little misleading. Some of us remember every game-winning drive, but some of us also don't.
Not all of them are created equal.
Yes.
Just like not all interceptions are created equal.
I agree with that. With the Eagles' win, they moved to 8-2. Ties him with the Rams for the best record in the NFC. You ready for this one, Andrew?
I'm ready.
The Eagles have scored just 26 points in their last two games, their fewest in two straight wins since 1997.
Fascinating storylines around that team and how long this can maintain. It's also a reminder that I think this is now, they're on some sort of historic trend of the starts, because this is like the fourth or fifth straight year that they've started 8-2 and better, or better. Because remember, even the year where they collapsed, they got off to a phenomenal start 2 years ago. And then things started to kind of tailspin as the year ended. They went on the road in the playoffs in Tampa, and they got killed. And everybody thought Sirianni was going to get fired. So the question for them is going to be, is this more of one of those years, or is this a year where you figure it out offensively in the last 2 months of the year?
That's a question.
Yeah.
Nick Sirianni a great coach?
I don't know if I would use the word great.
Do we know how to feel about him?
No, we
don't.
Anybody
else feel confused sometimes?
We're confused about him.
It's the idea. It's very similar to me to Ryan Day. Like, I think Ryan Day is a good coach. I think Nick Sirianni is a good coach. I also think the reason Ohio State won the national title last year is because they had the most talented roster in the sport. And he deserves some credit for that because he's recruiting and, you know, identifying guys. Philly had the best roster in the sport last year. And that's usually the team that ends up winning the Super Bowl. But I think that is the only reason I would say I'm not. I think he's a good coach. It'd be disrespectful to say he's not a good coach. He starts 8-2 or better every year.
Would you want him on your team if your team lost their coach?
I wouldn't be opposed to it. There's worse coaches out there than Nick Sirianni. Who's my coach right now? Who am I firing to go get Nick Sirianni for? Well, am like I firing Sean McVay to go hire Nick Sirianni?
Let's
no.
say Sean McVay retired.
He wouldn't be atop my list, but I wouldn't be angry with the hire.
Yeah. Nobody knows how to
I'd
feel
want
about this
the
guy.
Interview. Like, I don't feel like I understand him. Like,
he just
I would
won the
want
Super Bowl.
That. No,
and he's been to two.
His credentials are great.
If Jalen Hurts doesn't fumble and lead to a scoop and score six the other way, they probably got two rings right
but
now.
But I think if I'm some other team and I don't have anybody that's directly worked with him before.
Is he a top five coach?
No.
I don't know that he's not.
Boy, you guys, I'm getting a lot of, like, I'm not really sure on Nick Sirianni, and I don't blame you. I'm not. Yeah.
I think he's a good coach. I'm not going to say he's top five. I wouldn't. There are five guys in the NFL that I would take ahead of Nick Sirianni.
What's his specialty?
Again,
great question.
Interesting.
Being feisty.
I mean, that team plays through all the noise and nonsense and all the
they
other
do.
Stuff that goes on, and they show up and ball out every weekend.
But to Dirt's point, there's so much talent that, like, some of those guys don't ball out.
Well, and the point
and
to remember, like, 2 years ago, this was them. They were in this exact same. Yeah. They were 8-2. Philly had gone to the Super Bowl the year before.
They crumbled.
And they just, it fell apart for them in the back half of the year.
Jared Goff went 0-12. Went under pressure, tied with Blake Bortles in 2017 for the second most attempts without a completion since ESPN began tracking pressure rate in 2009.
He was not good.
These are the fun moments when I do have a brief opportunity to say, yeah, welcome to Justin Herbert's life and let's see how you handle it, because that's him literally every game.
Do you know who the worst one in this category is?
Under pressure for the year or this weekend?
Ever.
Oh, no, I don't.
Goff got tied with Bortles in the pressure rate.
So there was somebody worse than Bortles?
Statistically, yeah.
Oh, God. I don't know.
This is going to be a good
when
throwback.
When did they start tracking this stuff?
2009. It's a real throwback name. You're going to have some memories.
Folded like a $2 card table.
Ryan Mallett.
Ryan Mallett. R.I.P.
He's dead?
Yeah. You don't remember that?
You sure?
Pretty confident.
I didn't know he died.
Yeah,
I think I just missed that note.
2023.
Wow.
I can't remember what for or how, but he passed away really young, 35 years old.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring it down there.
Sorry to be morbid there, but he was a very bad NFL quarterback, so that fits. That was a throwback name.
Sunday was Darnold's third career game with four interceptions and the first since the infamous Jets 33-0 loss to the Patriots when he said the ouch, I'm seeing ghosts line.
That's not one you're going to outlive. That quote will follow him the rest of his career. I think every Seahawks fan is eagerly awaiting the final stretch of their schedule and to see what he does in his redemption game against the Rams Thursday night, the week before Christmas.
Stafford moved to 6-0 against the Seahawks since he joined the Rams. Stafford's never started a game against the Seahawks as a Ram and lost.
He also, to add to a factoid from last week, for the first time in his career, he was 500. Now, for the first time in his career, he's above 500. By a game. Don't lose two in a row, Sam! Hold on!
Favorites currently to win the MVP. Would you like them?
Yeah, I'm curious where this award market's at.
Who do you think the favorite is?
I would guess Stafford.
Matt Stafford would be correct. Plus 160.
Number two, I would go Drake May.
Drake May is correct. Plus 200.
Josh Allen's still on the list.
Allen has
Josh
to
Allen
be.
Is still on the list there, Jason. He's plus 550.
Okay.
That's
3-3. 3-3 tutties in a game.
Did six touchdowns.
Yeah.
Six tutties in a game will do it.
Who's four?
God, are we going Taylor? Are we going off the board?
Taylor.
Quarterback?
Okay. Plus Jonathan 650.
Taylor. Top
and
five.
At fifth.
Daniel Jones.
Yep.
No,
he's falling.
No, he's falling off.
No sense to me.
You know who deserves a little more recognition, and especially with the way he played. Dak Prescott's having a really good year this year.
I don't hate it.
It's having a really without Dak Prescott, with how bad that defense is. Talk about value.
We saw it last year.
I know. What is Dallas's record right now?
Terrible.
They are horrible without Dak Prescott.
It would be Patrick Mahomes.
Of course,
still.
It would be.
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah. Why not? He's
five
been
five.
So good the last 2 weeks.
Real quick, best teams against the spread in order: Seahawks, Patriots, Colts, Rams, Eagles. Worst teams against the spread in order: Commanders, Bengals, Packers, Saints.
Yeah, that fits. Packers are the one outlier there of like, huh?
Well, they pushed the
You're
number.
Good, I know. They're a good team. What are we doing here, Green Bay?
Longest against the spread win streak, Seahawks currently at 5. Longest against the spread losing streak, the Commanders, who had plus 2.5 on Sunday.
Dude.
Losing to the Dolphins in overtime. The best cover margin of the season is the Seahawks. They're plus 8.3. And the worst cover margin is the Titans and the Bengals at minus 7.3.
Yeah, I need somebody to talk me out of taking that big wood on Sunday.
I'm laying
How
it.
Are we not laying that big
laying
wood
it.
On Seattle
Come on
the road?
We're
They're a good
it.
Road team. Tennessee sucks. Yeah. Hammer the Seahawks on
hammer
Sunday.
Hammer the Seahawks.
I'm laying the big wood.
Thank you, Kevin. There's your NFL Factoid Tuesday. Do it every Tuesday at 6:30. Loaded second hour. Let's start with the big news of college football yesterday. Our reactions when we heard it. We'll start there. Hour 2, Dirt and Sprague, 105.1 The Fan.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.